May 7, 2020, Thorhano O colon 10 colon 35 manipulation and confusion in mainstream and social medias OO colon 12 colon 05 ashtar OO colon 18 colon 30 how to deal with information OO colon 23 colon 10 the Galactic Federation OO colon 24 colon 25 people of the Pleiades OO colon 25 colon OO nodes and memory OO colon 26 colon 20 Rome OO colon 28 colon 10 how can we help the Galactic Federation question mark OO colon 30 colon 35 new currency OO colon 32 colon 20 love OO colon 33 colon 15 different densities Pleiadians situation update Thorhan, I have been working on the evacuation of the reptilian forces on Terra, from Terra to Thep order of the solar system. The evacuation is not over yet. There are still fights going on and the evacuation is going on as well. We are taking turns with the three fleets at the station, not to be tired, not to be exhausted because it is a hard work. Two fleets are working at the moment, they're on Terra to evacuate the prisoners and those who want to join the light. Now the third fleet which is mine at the moment is working on the maintenance of the etheric grid off your planet. You know this etheric magnetic grid I always tell you about this, is composed of nodes of energy. It is on many levels. On the higher level which we call the etheric level, but as well the magnetic physical level. These are the same nodes just vibrating in different frequencies and I am taking care with my fleet of this. I still have the 15 ships. This is good because it is a good coverage for the surrounding of your planet. Recently we had problems with some of your, how would I say that commercial leaders who are putting up a lot of nasty harmful satellites, and we do not tolerate this. This is becoming too much. So at the moment we are trying to do some clean up, and today I was cleaning up. We cannot destroy the satellites, we just deactivate them. You know we have to stay discreet. Needs to look like a malfunction. They are not totally in function. They are just preparing something that we are working on for never working, never being activated. 31. Yes, a lot of another tiring work, but more enjoyable. So I wanted to insist, although I'm very busy, I wanted to insist tonight to talk to you all, to whoever listens, and to whoever wants to pass these messages. So the first thing I would mention is that, do not fear. There are a lot of new revelations that are going to come up. These new revelations concern more dark things, that will come up at the surface off the planet, of the truth. This is just a clean up, a big cleansing. You know when I speak about the dark ones, you may think I speak of the reptilians which I do. The Chuka, Nagas, Maitre and all the rest. These ones will be cast away. The Chuka are lost, some are turning to the light. This can seem to you a little awkward. But this is part of the messages I wanted to tell you. I've always said not to send a light to them, which makes you visible and which is a good way of staying safe. But there is another way, when they by themselves come to the light. Some have understood and it is a wonderful thing, that some of the dark ones evolve and see the light suddenly. They are very sensorial. They feel upon emotions and energies, fear. They love fear, it is a nectar. It is an addiction, it is something that they love. They nourish themselves from the fear and the pain, which are delightful energies for them. Some of them have unexpectedly encountered compassion. They have tasted love. I have seen that happening. Some of the high ranks of Chuka, not a lot unfortunately, only four of them. They have changed their mind and desert their empire. So these ones are under our protection. They seek refuge in their underground realms of the Agathans. There is a place called Talos, and the Talosians are helping them. Now we are going, not my fleet but the two of the ones. They are going to rescue them and bring them back to where they wish to go. They cannot go back in their home in their empire, they will be killed. They are seeking asylum to the Federation and we accept. So this is a news. I wanted to tell you that the forces of darkness are being cleansed in two ways. The first way being killed or expelled, evacuated, and the second way a few of them are turning to the light. This is a message I wanted to say and it teaches, I think, that when you have an enemy, Someone who really hates you, don't wish this person death. Wish him to evolve, to awaken, to turn to the light. May work. But never sending love. Just wish they do it themselves, and these four high-ranked chika have done it themselves. This is good to see, and you know I was tired of killing. When you kill, you remove a life from Thuep of the universe. When you are connected to the same universe, you feel it in your being. You feel the disbalance for a fraction of a second. The disbalance of the soul-changing realm. When we destroy a ship, we send it in another density. This is a rule we've been following, not to cause debris in your atmosphere. But then you can feel the disbalance in the universe. All will be well, all will be well. So even if everything goes scary, even if everything frightens you, know that this is only temporary. This is a normal thing to happen in period of transition. We are trying our best to make this happening, the best, the smoothest as possible. Manipulation and confusion in mainstream and social medias. And the third message I wanted to pass is that protect yourself from being affected by the outside in many, many ways. Firstly, the confusion is being spread in your medias, the confusion about who are the light and the dark side. A lot of confusion in social media. There are persons paid by the dark side to spread confusion, create entities that are imaginaries or fake. There are genuine, good persons working for the light, creating groups of persons with the social medias. Some paid by the dark forces copy the same names and create disturbance. 32, Ashtar. So I want to talk to you about a very delicate subject, Ashtar. I will never say enough. Ashtar is Atital. Different persons have this title. There is one on Jupiter in your solar system. There are Manions, there are many Ashtar. Ashtar means the seat of light. This name has been created by Acollective, a collective created in the Sirius B star system. You know Sirius that you see in your northern hemisphere. It is a triple star system. One of the three stars, in one of the planets of this third star, Sirius B is named Ashkira. Ashkira is the place of light, because Sirius B is a blue star. Magnificent. The collective. The Ashtar collective is a group of racist, different races. You have reptilians, goodones. Not all reptilians are bad. Not all Pleiadians are good. We already had this discussion. Reptilians, grey races which are reptiloids, even if they look different. Those you call insectoids. They are as well a group of greys, humanoids, few Pleiadians, humanoids from the Sirius system, not humans. The humans are not part of the Ashtar collective, but you have as well those you call Nordic from Alpha Centauri from Silos. You have a lot of different races in the Ashtar collective. So Ashtar is a military organization recognized by the Federation, and its structure is intricated into the Galactic Federation of Worlds. We refer to them because they are part of it. It is quite complicated, but this is how it is done. We are an association of different collectives of different alliances. This is what the Federation is made of. It is a federation. There is not one in power above everybody else. That is a federation. That's what you need to do. So the Ashtar, I will speak about it now. There are many people on your planet paid by the dark side to spread confusion to give voice to this Ashtar, who becomes a god, who becomes a master in ascension. Ashtar is just a military title. Do not give this person so much spiritual power. He is just an officer, a high officer. This all come because one day a communication had been mad by hijacking a television channel, and someone from the Ashtar collective spoke and spread a message of peace, a warning for your people. This officer was called Vrilan. And then the Ashtar name came famous. But do not be fooled. Do not please worship any spiritual things with this Ashtar. Follow your heart. See what is right for you. If you need an avatar, if you need this illusion to grow yourself and learn something, so go with it. But I have seen the Ashtar of your solar system. He's a high being of light, yes, but he is a person. He is not a god. He is very powerful and works with his consort. So any Terran woman saying they have a relationship with him, they are crazy. So this is my warning about that. power to deal with information. Do not be disturbed by the outside. Now this has another meaning. Everything that happens around you that you hear through your medias, it is good that you hear them, it is good that you spread information, but information has to be around you. It has to be something that bounces on you, that arrives, touches you and bounces straight away to something else to be spread. Do not drink information, because it affects you, especially if this information is loaded with emotions, that are sad or shocking. Stay yourselves centered in what you have to do. See yourself like a gemstone, very hard but very crystalline. Anything that comes to earth with this gemstone bounces off it, because the light contained in it is very powerful. The light contained in it radiates from inside outside. Information can be very harmful, if you drink it. Do not transmit it, keeping it outside in your energy field. It has to come and go. That is what information does. It comes and it goes. This eye is important because it can really disturb you and completely disbalance. 33. You have a mission here and all those who listen to me now they do, they came for a mission. Stay centered in who you are and do not soak in what you are meant to only pass on. First before passing on information, be sure that the information is right. This is important. Then passing on information which is necessary, occurs not by taking it in, but by bouncing it upon your body, upon your being. What I want to say. You are not taking emotions. If you feel you're not strong enough to do this, so just before confronting information, gathering information, put yourself in a state where you are completely, completely shielded with light, that no bad emotion can come through this shield. This is like shielding a ship. No attack can pass through, but we can send attack back. No beam, no destructive beam can reach the ship, because there is this field around it. Everything bounces off it. This is what you have to do. Protect yourself first and do not take it in. It is like if you were watching entertainment on your screens. The entertainment that you watch, it is the same thing. It doesn't affect you. Do you understand? Passing on information is crucial. By seeing the right information is even more important. Galactic Federation of Worlds. All right, each race part of the Galactic Federation of Worlds has a representative in the Council. Each race may be either only part of the Federation, the General Federation, or either part as well of an alliance or collective. The Federation of Worlds is an association of different alliances and collectives. And the only requirement that we work for the balance of the universe. The Chuka Empire not part of the Federation of World, because they work with destructive forces. We have very strict laws, which are the respect of life. It is based on respect of life. So any civilization based on the destruction of life are not welcome. People of the Pleiades and there isn't a Pleiadian collective. There are different races. We are one of them. Most of them are further from the Lyran colonies. But there are as well reptilians which are originated from the Orion Reptilian Collective, which is again something else which is not Chukar Empire but the Orion Collective, the Orion Reptilian Collective, and you do not want to thread with them. They are very bad. Nodes and memories, anything that is created on Teru is contained is recorded in the nodes. You have to think that this magnetic or etheric grid on the higher level, is like your etheric body of your bodies. It stores the memories, the energetic memories and the knowledge. All your emotions are stores, all your memory are stored in your etheric structure. It is the same for your planet. So every node contains the recording of everything that happened linked to this node. So this is why the nodes contain knowledge, because they contain memories. You can learn about what happened in this place where the node is linked. You can as well activate energetically your energy field. This is what connecting to a node can do. This is why the nodes have to stay healthy and in good conditions. Rome, 34. Catholic institution has been built on profit and power. This religion is being purged of all the dark. This religion is based on dark forces. Oh wait, I am not saying the religion, but the institution. And are not friends. The reptiloid races are infiltrated into this institution, very high, Pope. All I can say this one is under influence of the reptilians is not one the one before was. He was one, he is tied by them, he cannot move, he cannot do anything. He is not a bad person, he is just prisoner. He cannot move. He is under his their influence. Organite it has been to be properly made with crystalline matter, crystalline substance, not synthetic. If it is synthetic, it just blocks the vibrations, it is not effective. It has to be of glass or crystalline or a natural material found on your planet. If it is synthetic, it is very poorly working. Any natural substance, glass works very well because it is from your sand. How can we help the Galactic Federation? You can help my work, you can help our work by elevating your vibration and sending it upwards. When you send your high frequency upwards, towards your atmosphere, it will at the moment catch the grid and elevate it and work to enforce it. Do you know how to elevate your frequency? Think is to transform the core of your being. You know we have techniques as well, that are inspired by the Oorans, which are wise Arcturian masters. We practice it. So we use sound. But the vibration of sound we created inside of us, in our head. We hear it inside, we listen to our being of light and we listen to the sound it produces. Thezund is the frequency, the sound is a vibration, a pulse per second. You hear it. And you increase its speed, that the sound becomes higher and increasing its speed, your etheric field and your energy body will increase its frequency. And then it will be higher. Not higher geographically, but higher in pulsation. Vibrating the highest as you can. You will feel it yourself. If it is too high, there is a level where you know if you go above it you will feel disconnected, and it is not right. We are all different and we have to find our own sound and lift it. Listen to the sound of your own frequency. New currency as things are going, and I repeat, as things are going you will have a new currency, which is not the own you have now. And the system will be different, because the persons and the organization managing the currency system will be different persons and different institutions. Now you have something extremely corrupted. It is two families who rule your monetary systems, and these are collapsing. They're running away, they are fleeing away, abandoning everything. These families, one of them is linked with royal families on your planet, very, very much interlinked. Everything is collapsing, so their hold on your actual monetary system will disintegrate. It says, I repeat how things are going. Of course the present can change. Some unexpected event can occur, but this would be really surprising. Things are going. This is how we predict it. Let us welcome it and let us manifest it, because this is the best thing. Love, we all have to do love to bind you all together in one unity, creating peace. Love is made of respect. Love opens the minds and the hearts. Love enables and give tools. Love create peace. So wish to both. You need to federate all of you, and the only link that can federate you all is love. 35. The event it is actually occurring, and the event is made of a succession of things. A succession of little events, I can say. Different densities, pleiades. Yes, we have different grades and different evolution, different densities. You know our four colonies have ended up on different planets, and regarding to the different conditions on these four planets, the spiritual evolution has been much easier on some planets than others. We have taken different paths, and those we call the light beings are amazing persons. They are still what we call Pleiadians, but as all of us they are a more evolved stage of Lyran race. These ones, the light omnes, dwell in the 7th and the 8th densities, mostly in the 7th. They come sometimes. I see them. They are part of the Federation, of course. They do not have a physical body of flesh as I do, for instance. They are not inside of a vessel. They are just them. I wish you all a peaceful night or day and be proud of who you are. 36. The 4th of June 2020, Extraterrestrial Contacts, Myro https://www.youtube.com/watch.v=hxrubtiri upload edited version the 2nd of July 2021, Elena, I am connected by Thorhan. I am going to let her take over my face and my upper body. Situation update. Thorhan, I am glad to be able to speak to you. I am very well, very occupied, but very well. We're safe, even if it is scary. You are safe. I see what is happening down below and I want to tell all of you that this is manipulation. Everything is happening for real, but the different factions fighting against each other have been manipulated by the dark underground secret organizations. It is very easy to manipulate the masses and the vulnerable entities of people, and it is very easy to take their vulnerabilities and play with them against each other, to divide the Terrans into different factions. They use war and they use the different frustrations and angers to mount people against each other. And this is how they do, to distract attention. They play all the elements they can play, because they're losing. I am talking about the Dark Ones. They are one by one losing. Many of them have been arrested, neutralized or killed. Still some are left. But all the chaos happening on Terra in some countries, this has been manipulated. All these factions fighting against each others, they have even there is an expression set on fire, this is really really appropriate, set on fire by Dark Ones, the secret organizations behind the visible organizations. They are manipulating these people to fight against each other. There are people killed. It is a lot of suffering. Suffering, feel it, it's absolutely terrible, because the Chica, for those who don't know this name, it is what you call reptilians. They use fear, anger, frustration, violence, jealousy, envy, despite to fight, to let people fight against each other and keep the vibration, the frequency, I would say, very low, to divide veterans, to recenter their focus on made-up riots and conflicts, to take away their attention from what is really happening, their end. The Chica in power wants to take over for a last time. It is the last chance to win. We will not let this happen. We are working under the surface, but it is an expression to say behind the scene with political persons, Terrans which are not spoiled and infiltrated by the Chica. We are working with them to assert the victory for the human species on Terra. So for sure what is happening now, my friends, is the invader is trying to mount people from the same species against each other, to divide their species, to lower down the species by violence and hate. Hate is their most powerful weapon. So if you feel, now this is important, if you feel you want to join the fight against your brothers and sisters of the same species, if you feel your frustration, your anger and you want to go out and fight against other humans, this is manipulation. You are manipulated. You accept to be manipulated by the mediatic tools, instead of elevating your frequency, instead of building and visualizing the future of tomorrow, you will go on the horizontal 3D plane, fight against each other, destroy yourselves, and feed them with all your vibration of hate. This is what they want. They want to keep you enslaved. Refuse hate, refuse anger. Allow love, compassion to spread out of yourselves towards brothers and sisters of the same species. You need to unite as a species. 37. Myra, you have many races on Terra, but you are of the same species. Today you unite all as one. They are all gone, because it will take your time to unite, and we have to still keep on purging. We cannot intervene directly. We cannot show ourselves to your people, because all of you who are listening to me talking at the moment, you wouldn't be afraid of seeing our ship. But all the otherans, panic would be unbelievable. This is part of the plan of unveiling our presence, and it is progressive. But we cannot land a ship in front of, for instance, USA, the presidential house. We cannot land there, go out and kill all the reptilians inside of this big house by shooting at them. This is what we would normally do, but we do not, because this will create panic. They act hidden, cloaked, and we prepare psychologically your species to contact, but not straight, as I said, by landing and shooting at your enemy. People have to make their own choice. We cannot decide, put a government in place ourselves. It is off the people of the country to decide. We do not have the right to do that. We can manipulate discreetly by inspiring leaders, by guiding and advising, but we cannot do this. We have strict rules of non-interventions and we are already going around it. How can we manifest something in the future? create a thought, you create an energy, because every thought has a magnetic and electrical existence. You project your thoughts to a name, a target. It may be a person or a situation. You send energy, you create energy, you create a form, a etherical form, that is the manifestation of the futurity that is a wish for the person. All is in your mind, in your decision, in your will. You have an energy field. This energy field is relevant to your etheric original being, not your body avatar. This energy field, you control it with consciousness, what you called mind since a long time. Now it is time to call it consciousness, because it is what is it is really, a consciousness, an awareness of being. With your consciousness you create a desire for something, which is also called a thought. You doth that, everyone does that, creating a wish, a thought. It is there, all around your head, that is where it is created in your field. All around your head and I won't say a little bit above it. You create it and you project it. You are going to visualize this thing happening and you visualize it leaving body and reaching aim. This is when resonance enters in action. Resonance. You know this term by the Terran word quantum. Resonance is attuning to the frequency of the aim of the person you want to reach by simply thinking very strongly about this person. This is how we can communicate from very far, attuning to the frequency by the mind. How you doth that? You just think about the person, very very intensely, as if you and this person were one, omnisuperimposed to the other. This is the same thing when you visualize a future. This future is here superimposed with you in the place you are. This is a power that you call energy power, but it is a power of consciousness. This is one thing. Then you want to physically move your energy, for instance healing, or transforming. You need to be conscious of your etheric body. You can call it fifth dimensional body. You can call it light body, many, many names. With this body of pure energy by the power of your consciousness still, you can visualize this energy field of yours. You can feel it, and visualizing it. It starts by the same power as imagination, but it is real. You are going to feel an electric field on your skin, even within your body, just by being aware of your energy field. Be aware of your energy field until you feel this electrical sensation. When you truly feel it, you hold it. Then by the power of your mind you can modify the frequency, the color. I will tell you something about the colors, when I finish speaking about this. 38, rays of energy, rays of pure energy towards the target. You touch a fruit, you touch a vegetable, touch a stone with this vibrant energy of yours and you modify it, cleanse, steal whatever thin tension you put. You can now put colors, colors of their own frequency. About colors, you have a range of colors that your human eyes can't see, which has a certain limit. We can see wider above and below this octave of colors. Green, heal. Heal the material, heal as well the spirit and the emotions. Green is used in healing. Gold or yellow used in empowering, energizing, increasing energy, field, vital energy. Red. Red is like your burning fire. Red destroys. Do not really use red, unless you want to destroy an intrusion of an entity which is not wanted in an energy field. Red is something used to destroy an intrusion of an entity which is not wanted in your energy field. Red is used to destroy. Brown is not good. Do not use brown, use green, gold, blue. Blue is to open consciousness. Blue is to liberate the mind from worries and stress. Stress, add disease of your era. Pink is not to be used. The light pink is unsettling. It is a very buzzing energy. Pink can be rebalanced by gold. Gold, the vital force, rebalances the unsettled pink. This is why you use pink for juvenile humans. They are still in this energy, unsettled yet. Clear blue, release freedom of mind. Dark blue is a beautiful energy. Dark blue opens your spiritual connection to universe and to source. Dark blue and purple. Purple is even higher, purple will connect you with source. So if you want to have a good action in this life, use gold, energizing, green equals healing and appeasing, blue equals opening consciousness, I mean clear blue, dark blue equals opening spiritual awareness, purple equals connecting to source. White worth them all. White energy contains all the other ones and is very powerful for protection. If you surround yourself by white bright energy, you are very well protected. And if you give it geometrical shapes of maybe a Merkaba, for instance, a pyramid, a sphere, cube, it is good protection. These are for the colors. Energy work, you can use crystals or gemstones, corresponding to the color I indicated. It increases the work and it helps the energy to focus, an anchor in the third dimensional matter or whatever the plane you want to work in. You need to use for healing the reservoir of universal energy, the life force, universal power from source, which is everywhere. The life force, the living force, you first for a start be aware of your own energy field.